better. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We have been focusing on the latest developments in the Silk Road / Dread Pirate Roberts / Ross Ulbricht case. Are they one and the same? Is Dread Pirate Roberts actually someone who attempted to have two people murdered? Or is that some sort of plot cooked up by the federal government in order to make Dread Pirate Roberts look not so principled? Because he made a big deal over the years about being a libertarian-minded person, in fact, you know, openly advocating the ideas of liberty and some, you know, websites like the Mises Institute and other organizations like that. And then now they're trying to paint him as an attempted murderer, and there are a lot of holes in that particular story. So we'll take your calls at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also on Skype, username lrn.fm.
You know, I think a lot of people have trouble imagining the Federal Bureau of Investigations just concocting out of whole cloth a story like this. Now, what we've seen with the terrorist stories for the last more than 10 years now is that the...
The ones where the FBI catches a terrorist before they're about to bomb somebody?
The only time they've caught anybody before they've done anything, they have been the funders, the trainers, the directors, the planners of all of this stuff.
Right.
They've essentially gotten what clearly are upset people who are willing to do some things. They've cajoled them into doing stuff. I mean, it's obvious. All you have to do is read these stories. In one case, I thought that the most egregious of these cases, the FBI actually had somebody on the hook, and the agents, of course, they're going to get accolades for this. You know, you bring in a terrorist to the FBI, you're the big agent on the block. Well, the agent shot down the guy's chance to get a job. This was an unemployed individual.
Right.
Now,
he had an offer, basically.
He had a job offer, and the FBI went in and you know, squashed the job offer with the employer, and the guy didn't know why he didn't get the job. And, oh, I wonder if you're a little more depressed, if you're more likely to do a terrorist act.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that shows despicability. But even so, it's hard for me to imagine. It's distasteful to me, I guess, I don't want to do it. I don't want to imagine the FBI has concocted this story out of whole cloth. But, you know, I don't have a doubt for a second that the CIA would do it. So if I think that one of the American intelligence organizations would do this, why don't I think that the largest policing organization would do it? They're essentially...
Maybe you just watch too much TV, Mark, and, you know, of course, on television shows and Hollywood movies, the FBI are always portrayed as heroes, almost inevitably always portrayed as heroes. So what's the reality? Well, we know the government side of the story. We don't know Ross Ulbricht's side of the story. When we'll find that out is another question. And also, what will happen to the Silk Road? The Silk Road forums are still online. They're back as of today. Some said they were up yesterday, but sometimes the Tor network is kind of iffy. You know, even if a site is up, you may not be able to reach it on Tor, and you have to try later.
It is Tor.
See if it comes back. Ryan is with us in Kennewick. He had called in Washington about the competitor, one of the competitors to the Silk Road, Atlantis, that made a splash earlier this year. It was March, I think, when they hit the web with a YouTube video that was this kind of animated video of this guy moving to a new area. This animated character moves to a new area, like, what do I do about getting weed? And he finally, you know, finds the Atlantis network, and somebody sends him some weed through the mail, and he's very happy. And so Atlantis made a big splash with this kind of advertising push for their site, which, of course, Silk Road didn't do. They've never done any level of push like that, you know, glitzy ad campaign or anything. And now Atlantis, less than about 6 months later, has shut their doors. So, Ryan, you had called to make a point or ask a question about that, and we ran out of time in the last hour, so go ahead with your thoughts. Ryan and Kennewick.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Basically, you know, not Tor, but Atlantis came out in, like, a really big way. And, you know, like you said, that YouTube video, they advertised strictly what they do. And back of my mind, I'm thinking, you know, isn't that making you a magnet for the feds? Why would a sensible person freely advertise? I mean, it's the internet. You can do just about anything you want on the internet and advertise just about anything you want. But why would you freely advertise that you're selling drugs on a massive website like YouTube, where, you know, feds troll through there, people who know the feds troll through there, you know, watchdogs and whatnot troll through there? Why would you openly do that? And the only thing, logical reason that came to me was, what if Atlantis was run by the government as maybe like a cover trying to get into Tor and try and, you know, see how the network works? Along with already
having... Well, they know how the network works because Tor was supposedly designed by the Navy.
Right.
But your point is interesting nonetheless. Right. What if Atlantis was what they call a honeypot? What if it was something created to attract the drug dealers from Silk Road and get their information or get information of buyers and things like
that? And we already know that the feds were on Silk Road. They had accounts.
Sure.
They were doing stuff there. Why wouldn't the feds just go ahead and create their own site? The answer is, who knows? I think that Atlantis has a plausible deniability here. If I was running one of these sites, I would see the challenges. I see the challenges they had. You know, if your exchange, your cryptographic safe dark exchange is of no use if nobody's exchanging anything on it. So it's like the problem a drug dealer has. How does a drug dealer get business without advertising, without getting caught? I mean, I'm a very successful drug dealer because I deal no drugs and I've never been caught, right? So that's the conundrum. You have to do business. To do business, you have to advertise. To advertise, you have to put yourself out there. If you put yourself out there and you're a drug dealer or an exchange for drug dealers, you're more likely to get caught. So I see the conundrum that they've got there, but I don't think that it implicates or somehow releases them from the possibility that they're the feds.
Yeah, right. And, you know, and another theory I had was they got tipped, you know, like you guys said about Atlantis shutting down, they might have gotten tipped off by the government and said, hey, we're doing a crackdown on these, to them, illegal websites that, you know, that sell counterfeit, you know, fake IDs or drugs and, you know, what have you, in an open free market on Tor. They probably gave them a heads up, told them they have this long to shut down before they crack down on them, and then they come
that
after...
To me, that doesn't make any sense. First of all, why would... If they weren't being run by the state, if Atlantis, one of the major competitors to Silk Road, was not being run by the state, why on earth would they give them a heads up?
You know, that's the thing. It does, this whole situation with Atlantis being open for less than 6 months, and then they all of a sudden shut down, it makes no sense to me why... Someone who comes out bold and just, you know, pulls a gutsy move and puts an ad out on YouTube.
That's true. That much does not make sense. Well, why they shut down. They said it was security reasons.
They said they shut down for security reasons, and they gave their users a week.
They did, yes.
To finish complete their transactions or do whatever it was they were going to do. Does that sound like the federal government to you? Saying, giving all the drug dealers a week to
get their money out?
Yeah, I mean, that just doesn't make any sense
at
all.
That's true. Yeah, good point.
Right.
Hey, Ryan, thanks for the call. I appreciate the thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue here. We're going to go to Temper. He is on the line in Springfield, Missouri on Skype. Hello, Temper.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in with some more computer security tips.
Okay.
One of the new things I've been following really closely is something called vPro technology for the Intel CPUs. And it allows.
Tell you what, Temper, we're having a real bad connection.
Your technology is shutting you down, Temper.
We're having a connection
to
issue.
To a computer, even if it's disconnected, awful.
Tell you what, you stand by there, Temper. We're going to come back here and see if we can get you on a better connection. In the meantime, Dave is in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, switching off of speakerphone. Stand by for half a second.
It's Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report. Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
Here we go. I wanted to finish up a thought that I started yesterday when you asked me a question, and I gave kind of a quick answer, but I didn't really have time to finish thought.
Well, stand by. Now you get to wait again. More with Dave Ridley in moments. And I don't know what he wants to address, but we'll find out here. 855-450-FREE, and we'll take your calls and thoughts, whether it's about the Silk Road or whatever's on your mind. It goes, this is Free Talk Live.
My business was losing money because I was wasting time searching through all my paperwork and computer files.
I had boxes of papers all over my house. I couldn't find anything.
Then I got the Neat digital filing system. Now all my documents are organized in one place.
With the Neat system, the boxes are gone, and I can find anything I want in just seconds.
Now I'm making money instead of wasting time.
My life is totally organized.
The Neat digital filing system organizes all your printed paperwork and computer files in just seconds in one tidy, easy-to-find digital place. You simply have to try Neat to see how simple it can be. And now you can try the Neat system for free just by calling 1-800-941-5792. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-941-5792. 1-800-941-5792. That's 1-800-941-5792.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Bring up whatever you like. Toll free here. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come here tonight. If we get a chance, there's an update, and it's not a good one, out of Florida, about the young lady who's facing felony charges, so-called child abuse. statutory rape charges for having a consensual relationship with a younger teenage girl. So we will get to that. It's a terrible story and a sad update. 855-453 is the number. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show. Username there is lrn.fm. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. You can listen to us through our website and through a variety of other methods. Our site includes three different live streams, 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live is airing through our streams. Broadband, midband, and narrowband bit rates are available to you, and they're available at all times, and they're always free. We've also got over 120 radio stations from coast to coast that air the show at various times throughout the week, plus satellite listening options like XM Satellite Radio. The free-to-air channel is also available to you across North and Central America, thanks to Bitcoin. We also have our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more and get tuned in.
You can turn your cash into bitcoins in the United States, U.S. dollars into cash, cash into bitcoins by using cashintocoins.com. Now, cashintocoins.com is a relatively new site that'll turn your bitcoins into cash, but customer service is their top priority. They work with Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and credit unions across the United States that use shared branching. You need to know that term. That's a magic term for using a credit union, shared branching. Ian, have you managed to use cashintocoins.com?
You know what? I initially wanted to do that. I just haven't had a chance to get out to do it yet.
I'm going to be doing it here in the near future. It's
excellent.
My intention to use their service.
I took Daryl's word for it. He used it, and it worked.
Yeah, and we're getting a lot of positive feedback from listeners.
Right.
I just wanted to know whether you had done it yet. So if you got a Wells Fargo,
I tried to do it before they added Bank of America to the option. I tried to transfer money into a Wells Fargo account with wire transfer, but that doesn't work. You actually have to go to a physical branch location.
Yep.
And be there.
Yeah, they've got all of the all of the instructions there at cashintocoins.com. You know, the first time you do it, there's a learning curve. There's no doubt about it. But the second time, it's easy, and it's fast. As a matter of fact, Will, who runs the site, he could usually send you your bitcoins in minutes, although sometimes it can take a couple of hours. It's just, you know, it's a one-guy operation with cashintocoins.com. But they're completely legal, easy to use, inexpensive, fast, safe, and customer service is his top priority. It's cashintocoins.com. And it's fee-free Fridays tomorrow. No fees for the first $100,000 in buys on Friday.
$100,000? I thought it was $10,000.
I'm sorry, $10,000. I saw an extra zero there. It's that mote in my eye. Excuse me.
Still, though, that's pretty cool. You get no fee on your cash into coins.
You should do it in the morning.
Yeah, cashintocoins.com. Calm. All right, so 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go back to Dave Ridley. He's calling from New Hampshire from RidleyReport.com. And Dave, you said you wanted to get into a little bit more detail on something you touched on yesterday. Go ahead. We have Dave Ridley. Hello, Dave. Go ahead.
Yeah, you had asked me why I think that the ambush interview is a very important and underused technique for the Liberty Movement.
All right.
And I just gave kind of a quick partial answer, but there's a lot more to it. And then I think the most important thing is that it's very important to act as opposed to just being acted upon. If we, you know, as I was listening to the show, waiting to go on, you know, intermittently for about an hour, it was really, and there was a lot of bad news you had to report. There's a lot of gloom and doom, and that is what dominates even your show, which is probably the most upbeat libertarian show that I can think of.
Thank
it's
you.
Very important for us to have some method of striking back as individuals in a peaceful manner, and this is something that can be done by just one person if need be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so explain what an ambush interview is for the listeners.
Well, it's just you go to any government meeting and maybe research a little bit to find out what people there have been guilty of or what the institution has been guilty of, and you just think up some good questions to ask that you wish the mainstream press would ask, and you go ask them yourself.
Yeah, and I can't imagine why this would be a problem for politicians, but you better believe it is. Can you imagine the people, their constituents, using a video camera, asking a politician hard questions? I mean, they're supposed to represent you, and that this is somehow a problem.
Yeah, The reactions are 90% of it. This is about making civics fun, right? The government wants you to think civics is in a meeting, right? They want you to think the meeting is the civics. But you go and you make the civics happen as they're coming and going. You take control of that part of the meeting that they can't, which is where they're coming and going. Because there's always going to be a periphery, no matter how much security they have, there'll always be some part where they enter and leave, right? So, if you can get a camera on them and ask them a question, that's great. But if it's the president, and you can't, I guess you could ask the motorcade a question as it's going by, and, maybe that would be entertaining. But I have done that. But the point is that we have to find the places where civics is fun and make the most of those. In the meetings, they have sway, they have their rules, and they have the ability to make it very boring so that no one pays any attention.
Mm-hmm. They certainly are very successful in that.
Oh, but boy, do they hate it when you come into their meetings, Dave. I mean, they all, on one hand, the political guys, the politicians, they bemoan the lack of participation. So there's a local talk show on the air here in Keene, New Hampshire, that I know you've been aware of. It's called Talk Back, and actually it's about to end its 15-year run, and they're going to be replaced by another show. But anyway, the local show is constantly bemoaning this idea that no one ever comes to our meetings. But then when people come to the meetings and they ask tough questions or they do things that, might be a little bit unusual, like we had our drinking game that was fairly controversial a couple years ago
drinking water in
Keene, where we were drinking water from brown bottles.
Every time they said master plan, everybody took a swig.
Yeah, or every time they voted unanimously, we took a swig. There was several different rules to the drinking game. But they didn't like that very much. And so what they don't like is for you to do what they actually ask you to do, which is participate in the system.
Yeah, exactly.
And they certainly don't like being held accountable for their actions by an independent journalist like such as yourself, Dave Ridley, where I've seen you, you'll lurk outside of the meetings areas for Manchester, and I've seen you do it in Keene as well. And these politicians just, they get by you as quickly as they can, most of them. Every now and then one will actually stop and engage you and actually be decent enough to try to answer your questions. But for the most part, they end up looking like a bunch of rude jerks.
That's not really fair. I would say that about half of politicians will stop and talk to me, and it also depends where you are. Hmm.
How often do they come for that second interview, Dave?
Oh, it depends on whether they're viewers. If they've seen the show a few times, I think they are more likely to talk because they realize they're not being cut out. Like, I'm not cutting out half of what they say.
Oh, yeah.
They say something.
Okay.
If there's a segment of the interview that's a little bit boring, I'll generally leave it in and just add some video to make it more interesting. And I won't generally put video in that contradicts what they're saying, right? So, people used to say they would talk to Mike Wallace because he would let them talk, right?
Mm-hmm. Very good. So, Dave Ridley from Ridley Report.
Even if they don't talk, it's okay because you get the reaction. And
yeah, absolutely true. You do a great job of it too, Dave. RidleyReport.com. Folks can check your stuff out there. More coming up.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, bring up anything that you want toll-free here, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 855-450-FREE, and also we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Don't forget, you can go to freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up for our news updates. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email. We've got Facebook, Google+, Twitter. You follow the show in the way that is most appropriate for you. Emailed updates will be only the most important news about Free Talk Live. Like, for instance, we just got on iHeartRadio. I sent that out via email. But also, you can follow us on Facebook, Google+, and Twitter if you want more granular updates, show updates during the show, outside of the show, posting news, posting questions, things like that. So go to news.freetalklive.com.
And if you're looking for, you know, up-to-the-minute updates on news that has a Liberty sort of bend to it, freedomsphoenix.com is the place to go. Because there, it's a news aggregation site, and it's probably the most active Liberty-oriented news aggregation site that's out there. It's freedomsphoenix.com. They've got up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, the rise of the police state. It's freedomsphoenix.com. You can sign up there for their free daily dispatch. I get it. Ian, do you get it?
No.
Nope. Well, I use it to
get enough emails.
Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com.
But they are, it's good content. I mean, Freedoms Phoenix is a great site where you can always, even if you don't subscribe to the emails, you can just go to their website and there's always news and information there. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We're going to try Temper back on Skype. He had some connection issues earlier, wanted to address some security suggestions, online security suggestions. Temper in Missouri, you're back with us.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yep, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I was talking about Intel vPro technology, which is something that's new. I don't know if it's actually new in the processor, but they're actually announcing that the processor has the capability of basically being controlled without an operating system. And the way this works is there's some handshakes and stuff that goes through the hardware, Ethernet card, wireless card. And, you basically grab direct access to the PC hardware. So, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're running Windows or Linux. You can get access to hard drive data.
When you say you, do you mean the federal government or Intel? Who would have the key to this?
Well, I'm sure it's got an encryption key with, some sort of schema, probably public-private key type encryption. But for example, it's pretty easy when you have that kind of a configuration for encryption. You have one signing authority that has the power to basically enable access centrally.
So let me see if I'm understanding what you've said here, because you're very technically adept and I'm not as much. So you're saying there is an Intel chip, the computer chips they're manufacturing have some kind of backdoor built into them that the people who want to get in can use an internet connection, that even if the computer is whatever operating system they're running, even if the computer's off, they'll be able to get into it?
Yes.
Now, saying this is already in their chips or it's in development?
I'm telling you, Intel.com is advertising it.
And what about AMD? AMD is the other major manufacturer of computer chips. Are they offering something similar?
I would imagine that they do have something similar.
Well, that's disturbing news, Temper. I'm really horrified and shocked to hear that, because
what do we do about it?
Yeah, what do you do about
it? I think that a general distrust of technology is probably in order. I mean,
well, there's plenty of that going around.
Well, what good does it do to distrust the technology? Either you're using it or you're not. I mean, if you're going to distrust it enough, you don't use it. But ultimately, we have to use it if we want to be effective at doing what we're doing.
Or communication in general. But like, for example, not to change the subject too much, but like many people now are getting, solid state drives, SSDs as they're commonly known, because of speed enhancements. Mm-hmm. But you cannot securely erase an SSD.
Really?
So any data that you write to it, pretty much remains there. In fact, there was,
Wait. Look, I'm no technical expert, but there are programs out there that will write over top of old data multiple times with garbage data just to make sure that it's obscured. You're saying that doesn't work, that with a SSD that tactic doesn't work?
No, because internal of the drive, memory management, mm-hmm. it has an algorithm to prevent sectors from going bad. So, for example, if you were reading and writing to the same sector over and over, mm-hmm. within 100,000 writes, that sector would go bad.
Right, because that's one of the faults with SSD technology.
Yes, so that same technology, when you use a secure erase that writes random data back and forth to try to destroy the history, the SSD can intercept the sector that you said to write to, and it can change where it actually gets written to.
That's crazy.
So Berkeley did a study on SSDs, and they used various...
Hold on a second, Temper. Mark, are you understanding this?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I have to check
with Mark to make sure
it's making me angry, because I don't feel like there's any solution to these problems.
I guess don't use SSD in this particular case.
Well, some SSDs do have like a self-destruct instruction that you can initialize from Linux. So there is that option, but it has to be implemented correctly on the manufacturer's end.
Wow.
And And it basically boils down to, when you have an SSD, do not write encryption to it. Because when you encrypt data and you're reading and writing to sectors, you can open your encryption schema to what they call a differential attack. So if you know what is being written, or even maybe just headers, so if you know, like, for example, Windows updates, you know, something common, and you have an entire drive encrypted, you can actually look for differential patterns and then pull out the primary keys.
Thanks for the call tonight, Temper. I appreciate hearing from you and the information. It's definitely not good news. 855 450 free. So takeaways there, Mark. SSDs bad for deleting things. You know, you can't guarantee that you've scrubbed the drive.
Okay.
And then also this vPro technology from Intel threatens to put your entire computer's data at risk, even if the computer's powered down, which doesn't make any sense. How could it operate? Now, maybe with a SSD drive, it'd be easier to access the data there. But with physical drives, they have to have power in order to be accessed. So I don't really understand how that would end up panning out. But I don't claim to be a technical guru. I know enough to build my own computer, but I don't know enough about the inner workings of, you know, how all that stuff functions.
So
you're screwed, basically, is the message here. They can get you.
Yeah, you know, so I find it as a disempowering, point. It kind of feels like, and I hate to use this term conspiracy theorist, because I'm a conspiracy theorist. Everybody's a conspiracy theorist. Everybody I've ever talked to is a conspiracy theorist. They're always trying to put one, two, and, you know, two, two, one, 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 and one, and come up with five.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like that sort of disempowered New World Order kind of narrative out there that, look, you know, this technology, that all this encryption stuff, you know, none of it's safe. It's not safe. And communications technology, these things have made us so much freer. Look at the Twitter revolution, mm-hmm. just as an example.
We'll come back with more here in moments. Your calls are welcome. Whether it's computer security, the Dread Pirate Roberts / Silk Road situation, or we'll give you the news coming up on the teenager who pled guilty in Florida for consensual sex with her girlfriend. Free Talk Live.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo. October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you would like toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, and that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Even in the remaining moments, we have enough time for you and your thoughts of the week tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. If you appreciate what we're doing on Free Talk Live, one of the most important things you can do for us is to amp the show. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month, and that's money that we can use to get more internet listeners on board, as well as bring new radio stations on board. In fact, we're looking at hiring an affiliate relations person for the show. Can we talk about that, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay, so Daryl Perry is our Monday night co-host on Free Talk Live. And we're talking with Daryl about bringing him on board to help me out, call radio stations. I'm loaded up with work and activist stuff. I just can't make all the calls that I need to make. I've got too much on my plate at the moment, and having another person be able to call stations would be very, very helpful for Free Talk Live. Unfortunately, Free Talk Live is not, you know, a multi-billion dollar radio show. We're not even in the hundreds of thousands of dollars
nope,
per year.
None of those.
We're a small budget show. We're basically two guys, and our network, the Genesis Communications Network, helps us out and helps get the show technically produced and put on the satellite for stations to take down. So if we can have somebody else calling radio stations during the day in addition to me, that could be very, very helpful. But it costs money. And the Free Talk Live AMP program, probably due to the economic downturn, has not really been flourishing in the last few years. But maybe it's also because we haven't had any new ideas to really put out there. I mean, we've always said about the AMP program is, hey, this helps us. Hey, it lets us market the show. And that's all true. The AMP money goes, like, next week we're going to Los Angeles for the Talkers Convention, which is a thing we do every year. And that's good. And we do advertising to the industry, and so we are spending that money on promoting the show. But we've never actually used the money to hire another person to do things here at Free Talk Live. And that's what we'd like to do. There is going to be a matching funds thing we haven't quite worked out yet.
Working on it, yep.
So we're going to talk more about this plot here in a moment. But basically, if we can get another $500 a month to AMP, then somebody's going to match that? Is that kind of the plan?
It's going to be a little more than that, but yeah.
It's going to be more. We'll have to raise more than
it's about that. I don't have the specifics. I'm going to get a matching thing going.
Okay. So basically, if we can raise another $500 to $1,000 for AMP, if we can raise $1,000 with AMP, you know, we can definitely hire somebody new to do this affiliate relations work. So if you want to see Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, having more people calling stations will help accomplish that. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can spend us $5 a month and send that with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And it really helps us out. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. And you get perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. So once again, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. And thank you for doing that. So we've been talking a lot about the Silk Road, but he's not the only person, Ross Ulbricht, a.k.a. maybe Dread Pirate Roberts. He's not the only person who has not harmed another individual who has been attacked by the government. And, yes, I know he's been accused of murder for hire, but I question those allegations, and they certainly haven't been proven. So innocent until proven guilty, as far as I'm concerned, on that one.
Yep.
But another victim of the state, Caitlin Hunt. We've talked about her case over the last several months here on Free Talk Live. The most recent update on this case, and by the way, Caitlin is an 18-year-old former high school cheerleader who's been arrested and charged with felony child abuse for a consensual sexual relationship with her then 14-year-old girlfriend, has accepted a plea deal today.
Mm.
Now, the last news we'd heard about this was that Caitlin had her bail revoked about a month ago, if I'm recalling correctly. Her bail was revoked because she continued to contact the so-called victim in this case. Just to take you back a little further on this case, the two were having a consensual relationship. They were both on the, I think it was the volleyball team or the basketball team together at school. That's how they met.
Yep.
Caitlin being a senior and the younger girl, I think, being a freshman. And, you know, a relationship was sparked. They were in love with one another, or, you know, that's what they thought, and that's what's important.
All they have, right? That's what love is.
Yep.
Something you think.
Right. And, or something you feel. And they, what happened was, Caitlin's parents support her, but the parents of the 14-year-old were the ones who had the problem.
And I don't see it quite the same way.
Yeah, and apparently the parents of the 14-year-old are, let's just say, homophobic. I guess that would be the best way to describe it. They were very upset to discover that their daughter was engaging in a homosexual relationship with Caitlin in this case. And there was no evidence that anything, you know, a force basis happened. They were consenting with one another. But the law says you can't consent if you're 14 years old in Florida.
The law says that seniors and fresh, you know, seniors dating freshmen
is a crime.
Are felons.
Yeah.
So seniors having physical relations with freshmen, and we all know what happens in high school relationships.
So Caitlin was oftentimes out on bail in this case, and she they said she violated her bail conditions by virtue of the fact that the two continued to communicate. So one of the bail conditions was that Caitlin was not to have communications with her lover.
Yeah. Now, and I've got to say, I think it was foolish for Caitlin to continue to have communications.
Sure, but she's 18. She may not have realized the seriousness of violating bail.
18 is almost the definition of fool.
Yeah.
So, she didn't take this as seriously as perhaps
she was
could've.
In love. I mean, she wanted to talk to the girl that she was in love with, and obviously the girl wanted to talk to her.
Clearly.
They had sent 20,000 text messages to one another between the time when bail was set and when she violated the bail.
Yep.
So I'm not talking about 20,000 before the arrest. I'm talking about within the slight period of time, the few months between when the bail was set and when she went back to jail.
There's some text in Mama Jamas.
The deal accepted this morning by the Indian River County Circuit Judges from Advocate.com. Robert Pegg was agreed to by Hunt's attorney and assistant state attorney Brian Workman, resulting in a no-contest plea to 5 counts in total, 2 counts of battery, 2 counts of interference with child custody, and 1 count of contributing to the dependency of a child. Dependency? According to the WPTV report, Hunt will be released from jail on December 20th. Hunt is now 19. She's been in jail in Indian River County since August when they alleged that she violated the bond, as I said, by sending 20,000 text messages, including explicit pictures, to her former girlfriend, and the court ordered Hunt to cease all contact with the girl. In February, Hunt was arrested and charged with the counts of lascivious battery on a child aged 12 to 16 for allegedly having sex with her former girlfriend, and they were on a basketball team together. Hunt's family initially contended that the victim's family was pursuing an anti-gay agenda against Hunt and launched a social media campaign to stop the hate, Free Kate. Hunt's attorney Julia Graves issued a statement Wednesday when the deal was initially made, saying that Caitlin Hunt is accepting the plea deal in her best interest, as well as that of her family, the victim, and the victim's family, said Graves in a statement. It's time to enter a plea given the current state of the law and get back to living a somewhat normal life without fear of the unknown for everyone involved. Caitlin is going to move on with her life and follow the conditions of her community control and probation imposed by the court. The task upon her release from incarceration is to work with supporters and lawmakers toward a change in the law for teenagers attending the same school, no matter what their sexual orientation is. The victim's family, who contended throughout that they were not homophobic, just concerned for their younger daughter's safety and disturbed by inappropriate sexual activity with an older woman, also issued a statement upon the plea deal's acceptance.
Well, I think that both of these women are women. You know, we've got a 14-year-old here and an 18-year-old. This is a freshman and a senior dating, and I think the numbers actually went up later. And, they're making is the decisions that people of that age make. I don't think anybody's being manipulated by anybody else here anymore. Look, I dated, she was 2 years ahead of me. She was a senior when I was a sophomore. I don't think for a second I was being manipulated in that circumstance. You know, that's just how life was, and we were separated by a couple of years in age.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal.
I wish they did not apparently have what I was hoping they had in this article. I thought I'd seen it earlier where it actually specified what the probation term was. I don't know if they took it out of the piece. But from what I read earlier, the probation is a 2-year probation period. And then after that, there's some sort of period in which, if she's a good girl, she can have she will not have to be a sex offender for the rest of her life. So,
well, it could be worse.
It could be worse. And so 4 months in prison, in jail.
4 months in jail?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure that that's going to make anybody any better here, the 4 months in jail. I think that that's highly excessive in this circumstance, in my opinion. I think two years worth of probation probably can be meted out in probably 12 months if she's well behaved and doesn't get in any trouble. But probation can be very easily a ticket right back to jail.
It's a tragic story, and it's unfortunate too, because initially it was looking like they weren't going to take a plea, and then they went ahead and took one. But I don't blame anybody for doing it. It could have been a lot worse, and that's how they get people to take the plea deal. Wish we had more time. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with Life Watch. Dial 800-522-8286.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.